In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is the 25th of November today, Tuesday. Good to have you with us. It is also a day in which the people of Ferguson are still sorting things out. Business and property, cold hard economic assets, were among the casualties last night. Some will suffer only temporary disruptions and will eventually recover. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports from Ferguson, the damage to the city's long-term redevelopment may be harder to fix.
By now, you've probably seen the images of Ferguson. Buildings set on fire, storefronts smashed in. Today, many schools decided to just keep children home until after Thanksgiving. In other areas, neighboring suburbs and St. Louis itself, damage to property and businesses wasn't as severe. The windows were smashed and shopping districts are boarded up and quiet. It's a particularly bad situation if your business depends on people from the outlying suburbs coming into the city to shop or hang out.
It's really kind of heartbreaking to me because I feel like those people aren't going to come now.
Jesse Cerruti is the founder of the St. Louis Rock and Roll Craft Show, an annual marketplace that moves several $100,000 in crafts created by over 100 artists.
A lot of artists, it's their biggest show of the year. They sell more stuff. It's kind of their year is sort of lopsided because this is the event that they sell the most stuff.
Many businesses are remaining closed. Holiday shopping has ground to a halt in some areas, and the overall impact on tourism or the convention industry is yet to be counted. Still, despite the riots and destruction that are playing out in Ferguson, others say the economic trajectory of St. Louis remains strong. Alex Enan is the owner and editor of NextSTL.com, a regional development blog and website.
I mean, there are a lot of big things kind of on the boards right now. It's IKEA. It's $1 billion in school and medical facility development. So those things won't stop. Of course, we have to see what happens next and see if that next level of investment happens.
With most development projects clustered around downtown St. Louis, Enan says the next challenge will be to extend that investment into poor areas of St. Louis and its suburbs. But for many Black residents, the idea of a shared economic future seems unimaginable.
When I came outside this morning, I felt like it felt real quiet. It ain't never felt that quiet out there like that. Never.
Harold Jones runs Cherokee Cuts, a barbershop in South St. Louis. About a mile away from his shop, police used tear gas to break up an angry demonstration. He says he understands the sense of frustration Blacks feel.
All this old money that St. Louis has in this town, man, and you mean to tell me y'all can't create no jobs for Black people? Yeah, we got to struggle to take care of our kids, our families.
Jones says he plans to keep the barbershop open for the time being, but he says in times like these, it's hard to stay positive when so many of his customers feel such an overwhelming sense of sadness and helplessness. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.